Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life's uncertainties can often leave us feeling lost and overwhelmed, unsure of which direction to take. In moments of confusion, we often find ourselves yearning for clear guidance and a sense of purpose. We long for someone to light our path, to show us the way forward when everything seems shrouded in darkness. This desire for direction is not just a human weakness, but a divine invitation to trust in something greater than ourselves. It's a call to recognize that we were never meant to navigate this complex journey of life alone. Today, I want to explore the profound truth and comfort in allowing God to go before us and guide our path. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, there is a profound peace and strength that comes from allowing God to lead the way. When we surrender our need for control and invite God to go before us, we tap into a source of wisdom far beyond our own understanding. This act of faith opens doors we never knew existed and reveals opportunities we might have otherwise missed. In Exodus 13, verse 21, we read, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night." In the same way, God is committed to guiding us through every season of life, whether it's the bright days of clarity or the dark nights of uncertainty. My friends, let's now explore the profound promise of divine guidance that God offers to each of us. When we ask God to go before us, we're inviting the Creator of the heavens and the earth to take the lead in our lives. This is a radical act of faith that transforms not just our circumstances, but our very being. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we find a powerful promise. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. These verses remind us that God's guidance is guaranteed when we trust Him completely. But what does it truly mean to trust in the Lord with all our heart? It means surrendering our own limited perspective and embracing God's infinite wisdom. When we lean on our own understanding, we're like a person trying to navigate a vast, unfamiliar city with nothing but a small, outdated map. We might make some progress, but we'll inevitably hit dead ends and miss out on the best routes. But when we allow God to go before us, it's like having the creator of that city as our personal guide. He knows every street, every shortcut, every hidden gem. He sees the bigger picture that we can't possibly comprehend from our limited vantage point. My dear friends, this promise of divine guidance is not just a comforting thought. It's a life-changing reality. When we truly grasp this truth, it revolutionizes how we approach every aspect of our lives. No longer do we need to be paralyzed by indecision or overwhelmed by the complexity of our choices. Instead, we can move forward with confidence, knowing that we have the ultimate guide leading the way. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, we find another beautiful promise of God's guidance. Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way. Walk in it whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." Imagine having this level of clarity and direction in your life. God promises to speak to us, to guide us, to show us the right path at every turn. But here's the key. We must be willing to listen. We must tune our ears to God's voice, cultivating a sensitivity to His leading. This doesn't mean we'll always hear an audible voice or receive dramatic signs. Often, God's guidance comes through His Word, through the counsel of godly friends, or through the quiet prompting of the Holy Spirit. The important thing is that we're open to His direction, ready to follow wherever He leads. My friends, when we allow God to go before us, we're not just gaining a guide, we're gaining a protector. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, we read, "And the Lord..."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. This verse reminds us that God's guidance comes with His presence and His protection. When we follow His lead, we're not venturing into unknown territory alone. We're walking in the footsteps of the one who has already gone before us, preparing the way. This doesn't mean that the path will always be easy or free from challenges. In fact, sometimes God's guidance might lead us into difficult situations that stretch our faith and test our resolve. But even in those moments, we can take comfort in knowing that God has gone before us. He's seen what lies ahead, and He's prepared us for whatever we might face. My dear friends, allowing God to go before us also means surrendering our timeline to His perfect timing. In our fast-paced world, we often want immediate answers and instant solutions. But God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. Sometimes, His guidance involves periods of waiting, seasons of preparation, or detours that we don't understand at the time. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, we're reminded, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. This verse teaches us that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. When we allow Him to go before us, we're trusting not just in His direction, but in His timing. We're acknowledging that He sees the bigger picture, the eternal perspective that we can't grasp. My friends, embracing God's guidance also means letting go of our need to control every aspect of our lives. It means surrendering our plans, our ambitions, and our desires to His perfect will. This can be challenging, especially when God's direction doesn't align with our own preferences or plans. But here's another beautiful truth. God's plans for us are always better than anything we could devise for ourselves. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we find this comforting promise. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. When we allow God to go before us, we're aligning ourselves with His thoughts toward us. Thoughts of peace, hope, and a bright future. We're tapping into a wisdom that far surpasses our own limited understanding. I encourage you to embrace the promise of God's guidance in your life. Invite Him to go before you in every decision, every challenge, every opportunity. Trust in His perfect timing and His flawless direction. And as you do, watch in awe as He leads you into a life more beautiful and purposeful than you could have ever imagined on your own. My friends, now let's consider what it means to walk in faith when we allow God to go before us. Walking in faith is not always easy, but it's the key to experiencing the fullness of God's guidance in our lives. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, we find a powerful definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This verse reminds us that faith involves trusting in what we cannot see or fully understand. When we ask God to go before us, we're stepping into the realm of the unseen. We're trusting in His invisible guidance, even when the path ahead seems unclear. This kind of faith requires courage and a willingness to step out of our comfort zones. It means being ready to follow God's lead, even when it doesn't make sense to our human understanding. Consider the story of Abraham in Genesis 12 verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Abraham was called to leave everything familiar and venture into the unknown, simply because God told him to. He didn't have a map or a detailed plan. He only had God's promise and his own faith. This is what it means to let God go before us. It means being willing to leave our comfort zones, our preconceived notions, and our carefully laid plans. It means trusting that God's guidance will lead us to places of blessing, even when the journey seems uncertain. My dear friends, walking in faith also means learning to discern God's voice amidst the noise of the world. In 1 Kings 19, verses 11 to 12, we see how God spoke to Elijah. Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice." God's guidance often comes not in dramatic signs, but in a still, small voice. To hear this voice, we need to cultivate a habit of stillness and listening. We need to create space in our busy lives to tune into God's frequency. This might mean setting aside time for prayer and meditation on God's word. It might mean learning to pause and seek God's guidance before making decisions. As we practice this, we'll become more attuned to God's leading in our lives. Walking in faith also means trusting God's guidance even when we face obstacles. In Joshua 3, verses 15 to 16, we see how God led the Israelites across the Jordan River. And as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Notice that the waters didn't part until the priests stepped into the river. This teaches us that sometimes God's guidance requires us to take steps of faith before we see the way forward. We might face situations that seem impossible, like a raging river blocking our path. But when we step out in faith, trusting that God has gone before us, we'll see him make a way where there seems to be no way. My friends, walking in faith also means persevering when God's guidance leads us through difficult times. In Psalm 23, verse 4, David writes, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me." Even when God's path leads us through dark valleys, we can trust that he is with us. His guidance doesn't guarantee an easy journey, but it does promise his presence and protection along the way. My dear friends, let's now focus on the transformative power of divine guidance in our lives. When we truly surrender to God's leading, we open ourselves to profound change and growth. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This verse speaks to the transformative nature of our relationship with God. When we allow Him to go before us, we're not just changing our direction. We're being remade from the inside out. Consider the story of Paul on the road to Damascus in Acts 9, verses 3 to 6. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Paul's encounter with Jesus completely transformed his life. He went from persecuting Christians to becoming one of the most influential apostles of the early church. This dramatic change came about because Paul was willing to let God go before him, to follow God's guidance, even when it contradicted everything he thought he knew. My friends, while our transformations may not be as sudden or dramatic as Paul's, they can be just as profound. When we allow God to go before us, He often leads us to places of growth and change that we never could have imagined. He pushes us out of our comfort zones, challenges our assumptions, and reshapes our priorities. In Isaiah 43, verse 19, God says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God's guidance often leads us into new territories, both externally and internally. He makes ways where there seem to be no ways, bringing life and abundance to the barren places in our lives. But this transformation isn't always easy or comfortable. Often, it requires us to let go of old habits, old ways of thinking, and old sources of security. It challenges us to trust God more deeply and to rely on His strength rather than our own. Trusting God's guidance means acknowledging that His wisdom is greater than ours. It means being willing to follow His lead even when it doesn't make sense to us. This trust opens us up to transformation, allowing God to work in us and through us in powerful ways. My dear friends, as we allow God to go before us, we also find that our perspective on life begins to change. We start to see the world through God's eyes, recognizing His hand at work in all circumstances. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're assured, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." This doesn't mean that everything that happens to us is good, but that God can use all things, even the difficult and painful experiences, for our ultimate good and His glory. When we trust in God's guidance, we can face both joys and challenges with confidence, knowing that He is working all things for our good. Another powerful aspect of divine guidance is how it aligns our will with God's will. As we consistently seek and follow God's leading, we find our desires changing to match His desires for us. In Psalm 37, verse 4, we read, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." As we delight in the Lord, allowing Him to go before us, He shapes the very desires of our hearts. We begin to want what He wants, to love what He loves, and to pursue what He deems worthy of pursuit. This alignment of our will with God's will is perhaps the most profound transformation of all. It leads us into a life of purpose, fulfillment, and deep communion with our Creator. My friends, I want to encourage you to embrace the transformative power of God's guidance in your life. Don't be afraid of the changes He might bring. Trust that His plans for you are good, even when they challenge you or lead you into unfamiliar territory. Remember the words of Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God's guidance is always rooted in His love for us and His desire for our ultimate good. As we allow Him to go before us, we open ourselves to a journey of transformation that leads to life, abundance, and deep communion with our loving Creator. Let us embrace this journey with open hearts, ready to be transformed by the power of divine guidance. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you, the King of Glory, the one who is mighty in battle. You are the one who goes before me and makes the crooked places straight. I exalt you, Lord, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who holds my future in your hands. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who never changes, who is faithful through all generations. I magnify your holy name because you are my waymaker, my protector, and my guide. There is none like you, O Lord, who speaks, and it comes to pass, who leads your people with wisdom and strength. Thank you, Lord, for being my constant guide and protector. Thank you for going before me, for preparing the way, and for ordering my steps according to your perfect will. I am grateful for every door you have opened in my life, and for every obstacle you have removed from my path. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me for any time that I have doubted your guidance or tried to control my own path. Cleanse my heart, Father, from any unbelief, pride, or stubbornness. I forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing them into your hands, just as you have forgiven me. Father, I ask that you go before me in every area of my life. I surrender my plans, my desires, and my future into your hands, trusting that you know the best way for me to go. I am grateful that you are my shepherd, and I will not lack direction, for you lead me beside still waters and restore my soul. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of confusion, doubt, and fear that seeks to cloud my mind and keep me from trusting you fully. I rebuke every attack of the enemy that tries to block my path and hinder my progress. I decree and declare that I will walk in the path that you have set for me, for you are the one who orders my steps. You, O Lord, go before me as a consuming fire, destroying every work of darkness that tries to stand in my way. Father, I pray for your guidance and wisdom in every decision I need to make. Enlighten my path and give me clarity and discernment. I trust that you are leading me into green pastures, into a place of peace and prosperity, where your blessings overflow. Lord, I pray for your blessings over my life and the lives of my loved ones. I ask for your protection over us, from every danger, every plan of the enemy, and every evil scheme. Cover us with your blood, surround us with your angels, and keep us safe under the shadow of your wings. I declare healing in the name of Jesus over my body, mind, and spirit. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity, every sickness, and every disease, and I command it to leave. In the name of Jesus. I speak life, health, and strength into every part of my being, for by your stripes I am healed. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for your divine guidance and direction in every area of our lives. We ask that you go before us, clearing the way, removing every obstacle, and leading us into your promises. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, empower us to walk in faith and boldness, and give us the courage to follow where you lead. We claim victory over every challenge, every trial, and every barrier that tries to stand in our way. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your love, and for the breakthroughs that are coming our way. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.